All right, the recorder's been started.
Okay, got it turned on?
Yep, we're good to go.
Okay, 6 p.m. on April the 7th, 2022. Franklin Township Board of Trustees, bi-weekly business meeting. And we'd like to open the meeting with a prayer. Mr. Flashman, would you like to do that?
Yes, sir. And then also, just for the audience, Mr. Leisure had a previous engagement that he could not change, that he needed to be to. So, Vice Chair is taking his spot tonight. So, if we can open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunities that we have to serve our community. We ask that you be with us and that we come and assemble as one. We also pray with a heavy heart and ask that you be with the people of Ukraine as they fight to keep their way of life, to be able to have their own democracy. We thank you this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Could we have the Pledge of Allegiance? Jan is going to lead us tonight here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Jan. Appreciate it. Could we have a roll call, please, Nick?
Yeah, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Jim's absent.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, motion to approve the meeting minutes from 3/24/22.
Yeah, so I also sent out minutes for 3/10 and also 3/15 to the board. So if there were no objections to all three of those.
Those came last week, though.
They came right after the meeting two weeks ago.
Okay, I was going to say, because I'm used to seeing them.
Yeah.
The week of, and I'm thinking, I didn't get them this week, but yes.
Are you okay, John?
Yes, I will second that.
Okay, thank you.
So then, are we going to go ahead and, is that a motion then to approve all three of those?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, so then we've got a motion on the table. Vote on that, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Jim is absent and excused.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, old business. Fiscal Department motion to approve bills and payroll. Would you like to read down there?
I got it for you. So, motion for bills and payroll, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from March 25th, 2022 through April 7th, 2022 in the amount of $62,977.93 and payroll paid on April 1st, 2022 in the amount of $162,826.14 for a combined total of $225,804.07 from check number 67669 to check number 67735 and electronic vouchers 482-2022 through 569-2022.
All right, sir.
So moved.
So moved.
I will second.
All right, roll call on that one, Ralph.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Jim is absent and excused.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it. New business, it says, police department. Is Chief Smith here tonight? Yeah, I don't see him. I think it was supposed to be an officer here.
We have.
Let me go with the sheriff's department.
Yes, sir. I don't have anything for the.
No. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you,
sir. I have a question, if I may. As we're seeing on the news and things of that nature, the catalytic converter thefts. I did see that they were able to capture one person that was in it. And the way that they're doing this, if anyone didn't really realize, you can only take one catalytic converter into a place that you would recycle it. And they get $400 to $600 for that catalytic converter. So there is a loophole in the law that states if you are a LLC or a business, then there's unlimited amount you can take. So people fill out paperwork, you know, call themselves whatever, and it doesn't matter the name of the business, and then they take them in. So what was going on is they had several, call it like fingers of different people that would bring them to this gentleman, and then he would take them in and then pay them. But my question is, now that we know how that works, has those numbers went down?
Around here, I haven't seen like it being sent out as much since the one, I think we had a big arrest.
Sure.
It was posted on Facebook a while back, the Cadillac Converter of our Special Investigations Unit. But I know other counties, it's still happening.
And
I get the bulletins from them, so we get bulletins from other counties. On the lookout for certain cars.
Sure.
They're stealing Cadillac Converters, like Fairfield County right now. Got hit a couple days ago, so there were some bulletins out saying, anybody can ID these cars, you know.
Right, and I've seen it on the Ring app. They're saying, you know, look out for this white truck and things of that nature.
Yeah, and I mean, it's still going on, I'm sure it's, you know what I mean, here and there. It's just probably slow.
It's an opportunity and
close that loophole. Once that loophole gets closed, it'll drive back up again until they find.
The last question is, we have been seeing, or at least hearing a lot, and I didn't know in our area, drilling holes in your gas tank and just taking what they can out.
Yeah, we haven't had many of those calls.
Okay. So if you,
I'm just assuming I'll talk about that and give somebody an idea. You know, really, people don't know that. They used to, the old days, they siphoned the gas out. And that's the only way they knew it. Right or not, Mike? I mean.
Yeah, I saw a thing on the news last night. They fixed the.
They're,
so you can't get a hose down in there no more.
They just
drill a hole. So get 5 gallons out of your 30 gallons and the rest just runs down the street.
Now, I can assure you, had the crooks have not thought about drilling in the gas tank years and years ago, it would have been done. But they've just started doing that in the last 2 or 3 years, I think.
Actually, the last year.
A year or so,
You know, I'll look into it, see if we've had any reports of it, not that I'm aware of.
So a lot of difference between the old days, Mr. Horn, and today is, if you remember, the older cars were steel.
And
you didn't want to take a chance of making a spark and drilling.
And
today, they're fiberglass.
They're
fiberglass, and it goes right through.
There's an awful lot of plastic in the new cars, that's for sure.
Yeah, so there was a lesson to be learned if you got a spark and you had gas running on you. You don't get to do that twice.
That's for sure.
Or you won't want to do it twice. But that's all I have, sir.
Yeah, next meeting I'll look into that. Maybe
okay, well, thanks for the input there. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
And as per usual, I'm so happy that you folks are coming out, that the sheriff is letting you do it. I guess it is a sheriff. Okay, well, thank you very much. So we'll move on for Chief Bob Arnold from the fire department. Bob, did you have some?
I just had
you had a couple.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Everyone. Just had a couple of things to clean up. If I could request a motion to accept the resignation of firefighter Dustin Mogg.
Okay.
His last day was April 5th.
Okay.
Now, is he one of the ones that was from the SAFER grant before?
No. He came to us, I think, a little over 4 years ago.
Okay.
It was just been a...
So this gentleman has been here for 4 years.
Yeah.
Are we losing him to Greener Grass?
Yep.
Okay.
I hate to lose him. We got 4 years invested in him, so...
Yeah, he got offered over at Reynoldsburg, and they paid...
Daddy.
Are we going to get with Reynoldsburg if he takes his turnout gear?
No, we're just going to keep it and give it to the next kid.
Okay.
I don't know if there's really anything you can do with it. I mean, just say...
We've had that before where they've different departments have actually purchased their turnout gears, unless you get someone his same size and stature.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's something... I mean, it's, what, $900 for turnout gear?
More like $2,000.
Okay, so even if we were able to
entertain
that idea, and then a new person coming in... it's a swap.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll make a motion to accept his resignation.
I will second that.
Okay, roll call, Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
And Jim is excused.
Now, when did you say his last day?
April 5th.
It was on Tuesday,
Tuesday, okay. Oh, it's your April 5th.
Yep.
Thank you.
So my next request is a resolution to hire his replacement, Firefighter Joe Smith, at level Firefighter 1.
Okay.
And then
Now, do majority of them come in as level one, or depends on their experience?
Just depends on experience and if we can pull them, or if they've been previous unemployed here.
And then where is he coming from, or is he just out of the academy?
He's just, he's a kid that works part-time three or four different places, and this will be his first full-time.
Okay. We've had great success with that long-term people that have got their start. They seem to stay there.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad we got somebody with some experience for sure. So.
Sir, do you want to make a motion
to
accept?
Yes, I'll make a motion to accept Mr. Smith checked out well and everything, hadn't he, Chief?
We'll whip him in the shape.
Everything is background, everything's good.
Yeah, he's okay. Ready. Yep, he's ready to go.
Okay, I make a motion to accept him, yes, sir.
That'll be a motion to accept the resolution 2022-046.
And I will second that.
Okay. Roll call on that one, Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
And Jim is absent, excused.
And he will. He's able to start tomorrow, so there won't be any overtime caused by Dustin leaving.
Is he also a paramedic?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the third thing I think we can postpone, because that training and rental car expense won't be until July, and that was coming under a grant. There was some confusion today, so I don't think you guys need to deal with that today.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And that's all of this. Anyone else questions?
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for attending. Did you want to mention anything about your swearing in of your new people?
Oh, yeah. So
I'd like to make sure our residents, is that what we want to do, is let our residents know about it?
Yeah, just because of COVID and just complications involved in there, we're swearing in, I think, 23 of our staff on April 26th. We just have a formal little thing. I don't know if any of you remember, we used to get sworn in at trustees meetings, but they put a stop to that when COVID hit. We're going to swear in a bunch of new kids and myself and a couple of the other guys that got promoted.
So that I can't remember what the email said. 25th.
26th.
26th.
Yeah.
Sullivan Avenue, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. We'll do it up there where we have enough room.
Do you do everybody all at once, Bob?
I think we'll do them in probably do them in
groups.
Groups.
You were, well, just like we've seen before, we set the meeting, or we're going to do the same kind of format and come through. I thought that worked out really well.
Yep.
Yeah.
For the residents that haven't seen one of these swearing in ceremonies before, that might be something you might be interested in. That's a nice program. And usually what happens as well is the new employees, new firefighters and things like that, they usually bring family members and stuff with them as well. And I'm sure it's pleasant for them. The more people you have, it's a big deal for them. It's the start of a new life for them, really. So,
and it's their new home, really.
New home, hopefully, for the rest of their lives, left of working years. So, so anyway, I'm pretty excited about that. It's been a little while since we've had a full staff.
Yeah.
So that's,
and thanks to the residents that last levy passed and that we were able to get the SAFER grant.
Able to get the SAFER grant, and the levy is still good, and so that's one department that for the next 4 years we're going to be in good shape with. So the big thing, of course, we got on our hands now is the police levy, so just keep that in mind, folks, if you would. Okay, we'll go from there. Thanks, Chief. Let's see, the road department, Mr. Stevens.
I have this.
You get his stuff.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The first one is resolution 2022-047. And be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to enter into contract number 018-23 with ODOT for their 2022-2023 winter salt program for a total of 300 tons of road salt.
Okay.
So if I could address this similarly on this, generally every year this time we enter into a contract where we take X amount of salt based upon what our normal usage is. If everyone remembers back probably 4 years ago, we finally built a salt barn that was big enough to contain everything that we had. We were penalized if we were not able to take that salt. So if we look back at last year, 2021, we did not use as much salt as what we would. We've had a couple, we had what was called, Jim calls salt burners with the ice and et cetera. So fortunately, the salt that we have left over isn't going to demise us being able to add more salt. So we'll be able to hold that salt. There are different townships that get themselves into a pickle where they don't have nowhere to put it. So when we, as the board, decided to put a new salt barn, we made sure that we made it big enough that we could accommodate a situation such as this, that we have leftover salt and then we can do this. And what that does is, as I said, when we built the salt barn, over a 10-year period, the salt barn's free because we're only ordering 300 tons because we have salt. Mm-hmm. So in the past, it would be very difficult could we obtain space for that much, because we just had what is called a lean tube on the back building, and then you had to get the salt in there. So by being able to have the room for it, it's really paying off. It's something that needed to be done a long time ago.
Yeah, it probably, I don't know, my guess would be 7-8 years, we probably would have saved some enough money to actually pay for the barn itself. So it's not like we just threw something out there and look for no return for the future, but it is something. And the other thing too, John, you kind of overlooked, I think, to buy from the state bids. You can always get better pricing and stuff from state bids, which is what we purchased through the state bids.
One of the other things that we got ourselves into is when we would order, we knew exactly how much we could hold on site, but we'd always run out. Yep. If it's a snowy, yep, then we're paying three times the salt when we need it.
This is true.
So we would have to get our salt through the county and go to their salt barn, try to get it. So,
and just there really is a possibility, not to interrupt you, there really is a possibility if we have more salt than we actually need, and another township runs low on theirs, they might come around and say, hey, you got a two or three truckloads to sell, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win kind of for everybody, you know.
You know, it's,
well, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
No problem.
That.
And so, so there's a motion on the floor?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, we've already...
We didn't... You just need to as moved or... And then
right.
I need to second
Yeah, as moved.
then okay. I will second that.
Okay, and that'll be resolution 2022-047. Roll call on this one, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Jim is excused. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we need... Oh, you're still up there.
Yes,
I guess,
sir.
Stephen.
One more for Mr. Stevens. This is resolution number 2022-048. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, believes that there is a need for one 2022 mini excavator and one trailer. And whereas, pursuant to the requirements of the ORC, the board desires to enter into a lease purchase agreement with Kansas State Bank regarding said equipment. And the board believes it is in the best interest of the township and its residents to enter into the lease purchase agreement on file with the township for the equipment.
And I'll make a quick comment on this. I have been a product of wanting to see this. We've had to rent equipment from time to time. As our township ages, if a township ages, what ages is a lot of our storm sewers and et cetera. And the equipment that we have with just using a backhoe to try to dig up a 6-inch or 8-inch, you just tear up so much more trying to get in tight areas to do that. By having a mini excavator, so small ones, and we're only going down a foot or et cetera, and then to be able to grab new piping and put it in and et cetera, this is a tool that they definitely need. This is like going from a stick shift to an automatic and you're on vacation. It works. So with that being said, yep. Sir, if you want to make a motion.
Absolutely, I'll make a motion to accept that purchase. That's a good one. And I might add just a little bit. Actually, it's been a major, major issue over the years trying to upgrade sewers and things like that. And even at this long day, and this is the seventh year that I've been here, and we've hammered it, the sewers, things like that, as hard as we can, every year in, year out. And I'd say probably we're still at the point that we probably only have maybe 50% of our old sewers upgraded. So that just gives you an idea how far back we were on trying to get a lot of things upgraded. So it's been a challenge for sure. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yes, I hope to.
You make the motion?
Or make
the motion. Or as moved?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you got to say as moved?
Yeah.
No, you need to say it.
I did say it. I'll make a motion to accept the.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, sir. I just wanted to make sure we had that. And yes. I would second that.
Yeah.
And there'll be a motion to accept resolution 2022-048. Roll call on this one, Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Jim's absent, excused.
Okay. Let's see. Physical department. Looks like I don't see much at your name there.
I know. It's a little bit change. I only have one thing today.
Are we going to get to a home world?
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. Hey, I only have one thing today, and that was and a big help to Jim Stevens on reaching out to get this to make it happen. But the $40,000 contribution from the Romney Group on the Havenwood project was received.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so that's, I guess I brought some positive things. Okay. Okay.
So if I could comment on that, a lot of people may have been in the audience and on this. We were able to get the whole Havenwood area that has not been redone since 1970, probably 68.
Yeah.
So we were able to, through the county, and thanks to Cornell Robinson and his team for participating, and thanks to Jim Stevens for getting the grant that we got. And this is how important grants are. Do you have the total what that whole project cost? Oh, it was in the millions.
I think it was close to $300,000 all told.
Was it? Okay, maybe I'm thinking of a different
number. I believe so.
No, it was in the millions because every road and every sidewalk was redone in there.
I mean, it was.
But our part, our total part ended up being very minimal.
Misspoke on that, John. I believe I started to say $3 million.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the number I remember.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so it really did not, I can't say it was zero, because as soon as I say it's zero, someone will say, well, you know, you paid $20 for this.
Exactly.
But it was very little cost to the residents that we were able to do that. And that's one of the biggest components, even like when we got an administrator and worked on different grants and things of that nature. It ends up not costing the taxpayers, but yet it adds value to our township. And did we need to go to a second? Because I started talking.
Okay. No, we're on to the next. I just had a comment about that came in.
Gotcha.
So we're good.
I lost track where we were.
It's all good.
Well, anyway, what do you need? You need a...
Nope. I'm
just making a comment that it came in.
That's it. Okay. Just a fact that we got it. Okay. All righty. Thank you.
Number five.
Let's see.
Administrator.
Nick, is that the only thing you have?
Yep, that's all I have. We can move on to Steve.
Okay, Steve, you got a bunch?
No, sir. Just one more for you.
Okay.
Resolution 2022-045, it's a resolution approving the obligations authorized by the Township Administrator for the period of March 25th, 2022 through April 7th, 2022. And whereas pursuant to the provisions of Section 507.11A of the Ohio Revised Code, the obligations approved incurred by the Township Administrator must be subsequently approved by the adoption of a formal resolution of the Board of Township Trustees.
Okay. What was the total amount?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
$16,686.78.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution.
As stated?
Yeah.
I second that.
Okay. Resolution 2022-045, roll call, Ralph.
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
And Jim is excused.
Okay. John, you've been talking a lot. You're still up, right?
I'll tell you what, Mr. Hart, I'm going to do you a favor since I've already talked.
I'm kind of
I
tired.
Really don't have anything
I'm
tonight.
I'm kind of tired today. That cat's going to chase me around.
Well, you're up next, so you can tell us all about the cat.
Well, I'll tell about that when I come. Okay, John.
No, sir, I don't have anything.
Oh, well, good. Okay, well, yeah, I had a few things there. The cat chased me today, so. No.
Bad news.
Yeah. Well, really, other than having a couple of new things. I mean, this is trash time and everything. Did you get involved or hear about a little bit over in Broad Lawn about collecting garbage and everything Jim Leisure was talking to me a little about?
Yes, I was.
He said that you knew something
about
it.
Yeah, I talked to some of the residents over there in regards to the current trash hauler that is taking up the majority of the people over there, and I explained.
Oh, okay.
I explained that they were able to facilitate who they want.
Yeah.
Another question that some of the residents had in that area is the amount of trash that we did the Trash for Cash, what was that, 7 years ago? 6 years ago?
Yeah, we've done it a couple
times. And we picked up four truckloads of trash.
It was a lot.
And evidently, due to some of the camps that are in that area, I know that the county went through, and I went over to that, and they picked up, when I was there, they had the big dump trucks, and they had three of them full from our alleyways. I cannot believe that much trash, how does it get in there? Even if you had, it's like an anthill, you kick it down, you come back tomorrow, and it's back up again. I don't understand how that much trash gets back there, but with some of the camps, I believe we're looking into it, sir, to see about.
Well,
oh, no,
are.
I take that back. We didn't ask. I think we were. Yes, we did. We talked about that, and you're looking into that about if the camps could be moved, and that would facilitate less traffic going through, so the less trash that goes in through there.
Yeah, I had a good conversation with Ari, and there's a couple committees that he needs me to talk to, and like the city of Columbus, and of course Franklin County, and even the Hilltop Association.
Yeah.
And,
because
we'll
we got that bike trail there.
Yes.
And it's just it boggles the mind, because when you think about it, that much trash, how many times does someone have to do this? I just can't. I mean, three huge those the county's dump trucks. And they were full when I got there, and I got there at the end.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, we had at that particular time we did have some county trucks there.
Yeah, but I mean, we did it too.
And we did it too, yes.
Right. So and then the county came in on
and
their project.
We've had various things. We've had the guys that come down from
the prisons,
the court. Yeah, and anyway, I'll make mention about that in just a minute. Here now, by the way, I sent a message to Robin Chaney over there. I talked to Jim Stevens a little bit later today, and he said, you know, it's always an issue, bad time for them, really. It really is. But he said that he would try to get the guys over tomorrow. His guys, what he's trying to do is use the help. Now the county are sending some people over here to help from the court. We got a couple of, they're doing their jail time by getting out in the community and working it off. So they came up with this program here about 2 or 3 years ago, and when they first did, I don't know if the regular folks here remember when they came in with that program, and they said they would let us have a couple of people report. Well, that has been an ongoing thing. Now, he was going to send them over today. They come every Thursday. However, they came, one of the court people contacted him and told him that they didn't have anyone to bring today. So there you go. Yeah. We didn't have a thing. And I think that's what's happening and really infuriating Robin and those guys over there. We can't get it, seem to get it done on a regular basis. You know, we need our guys to take care of sewer lines and, you know, all this kind of thing and everything in the world. So what I've been thinking, and this is an ongoing problem, is talking to the board here and so forth and see if we can't set up some sort of little regular thing, maybe once every couple, 3 months during good weather time, you know, to even if we have to pay somebody a little bit, which we have done before.
Yeah.
And try to keep that cleared out. But to answer your question, John, it's a very windy area over there and everything, and people literally just throw their trash everywhere over there.
It's just, we're getting tons, and I mean, actual
so
tons.
As an end result, what happens there, you've got all this blasted trash everywhere. And there it is. You've also, that area has been hit worse than any place in the township. Maybe from folks that's passed away and they've lost their homes and things like that back a few years ago. So when we started the process of trying to clean up the township, you know, there was quite a few houses over there that were vacant.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some right now that people have moved in or squatters. I was over and over. You know, I wasn't very pleasant with the man that's moved in there. They just go in and boom, take the houses. And you have to go through, I'll get with you in just a minute. You have to go through the whole 9 yards of going through the court, going to here, going to this, trying to contact the owners. Now, we've worked on that 61 Volney place there before.
I actually, through a series of like 10 different numbers,
yeah,
located, figured out what's going on. Somebody purchased the lien for property, because there was a lien for property taxes. They purchased the lien, they hired a private foreclosure auction company called ohioforeclosures.com. And on April 20th, it will be it will be on an online auction.
Okay, cool.
So they said, best case scenario, the transfer happens 30 days.
Okay.
It's usually 30 to 60. And then hopefully, ideally, that person didn't purchase a crap ton of properties,
right,
and works through them slowly. Hopefully it's somebody that maybe purchased just a few,
yep,
gets in there, flips it, and then they sell it, and then now we'll have an actual verifiable owner at that,
right,
point. Because the house is currently still in the deceased.
Right, and I know before we had, when we were trying to get in, you know, get a good grasp on what the deal was on that property,
just what you're
going through now.
No descendants, no anybody, no family.
Yeah.
So the house is still in the gentleman's name that's already passed away.
Right.
So, and it won't be transferred into somebody else's name until after the auction.
Then we have to get the people out.
Yeah.
Which they have rights.
Well, once it goes through.
That new owner will have to initiate that process of eviction.
Right.
Yeah, once it goes through court and they get the release on it and everything, then the sheriff will get them out of the sheriff's office
because somebody actually bought the lien.
Is it?
Somebody bought the lien.
Okay.
The lien. So it's owned by somebody else, the lien is, and then they hired a private auction company.
Yeah.
So the sheriff's office has nothing to do with it at that point.
So it could take, it still can take up to 30 to 60 days to get someone out.
Or longer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
to get the people out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But ideally, you know, I don't know. But I've been through there a couple times in the last few weeks. It's deplorable.
Yeah.
But the people that I did see there, they didn't look like the kind of people that are going to call the cops because they're being removed from a place. I think about every employee we have, myself,
I started to string them over there. I was over there about an hour and a half with them last week, you know, shopping around, finding out. Anyway, but what they do is with all, and the other issue that they have, that they get angry about those residents, and it's for good cause. You know, it's a wide open little neighborhood. The homeless people come and go back and forth everywhere. Also down there, I don't know if you're aware of it or not right now, but we have, and on those trailer, that little trailer park down there,
right?
You know, there's 8 vacancies there now.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's just crazy.
Right.
But in all fairness, and I've told a few of the residents there, what they don't do is they don't keep their, I mean, even the good residents don't keep their backyards clean.
Right.
So it's not 100% just vagrants and that type of thing run through there. Their own residents are negligent, you know, too, so.
There's also another property that I've been informed of front by zoning that potentially could face the same thing. It is 1240 Eureka.
Yeah.
It's open.
That's that one. I forwarded you that. Was that
the one? Yeah, they had asked if we could board it up, but I asked the departments, and that's something we don't do.
We have done that. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay. But we have the authority to secure a place like that.
Well, they're recommending that we do because the county will not pay for a board up.
No, we would have to pay for it.
Right. I was told that we don't do that. So I referred them to a company that was told to me, which is 1-800-BOARD-UP, I think it is.
Okay.
And he said that the county doesn't board up properties. They won't pay to board up properties. It's up to the property owner, which they can't locate.
Right.
So that home is wide open, and it's very susceptible right now to new squatters moving in. So
in the past, what we have done is we've used our road department to secure a property where we've taken, if you remember, we've taken plywood, did what we could to secure a door, put a screw through the door.
Yeah.
And
I can talk to Jim about that tomorrow.
Yeah, just because, like you said, I can assure you that residents like it when we take proaction to keep something like that from coming in, the same as if we could get rid of rats that are the size of small cats or raccoons and other things of that nature. So, I mean, it's one of those things that the board deems to take action to be able to do that. And then what I would like to do is this, sir. I would like to make a resolution now giving the authority to Steve to be able to facilitate in boarding up this said property.
Okay.
I didn't think about asking for a comment. I asked fire and police.
Let's think about this a minute, here, John.
Because if not, it's going to be 2 more weeks. Someone else.
Yeah. I understand.
So
that.
What we're doing, sir, is whatever scrap wood that we have here, etc. Even if we spend $300 to board it up,
right?
What we're doing is protecting residents in that area to not come to succumb to what we're seeing in Broadmont.
Yep.
By spending.
I want to do something immediately about it. I just want to be lawful about it.
Well, here's what we do. The resolution that I made, if it's unlawful, then we don't do anything.
Right.
If we pass something tonight,
right,
then Steve can move forward with it, and if he can't do it, then it just goes away. If not, we got to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then who knows?
Well, we can pass a resolution depending on the legalities.
I
think what you have to do on that is you have to communicate, Steve, you and Nicole, with the Franklin County Land Bank on that, okay?
Franklin County Zoning is the one who requests that we do it. They're taking action against that property.
Right.
But they're not able to locate the owner at the moment to mandate they board it up.
Right.
And there's the risk of squatters or children going in there playing.
That's how we did it before. Yeah. We did it under a safety situation.
And that is another situation we got to watch out for. If we claim or give the appearance that we are taking ownership of that, then we are liable.
Well,
we're not.
All we're doing is secure.
We're just boarding it up.
Okay.
Securing
easy access to it.
Okay. Always make sure we have that question
Eureka
answered.
Yeah.
Property. We're not.
So I'd like to make a resolution for 1240 Eureka that the Board of Trustees will seek permission through our legal counsel in not exceeding $400 to board up said house to secure from any dangerous acts, etc. If there's no further question, I'd ask for a second.
Yeah, and then you might on that resolution just write it with the authorization from the Franklin County Land Board, there, Nick, okay?
As well.
As well.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so this will be to board up Eureka?
Secure.
Yeah.
Call it board.
Okay.
I'm saying secure because what we're trying to do is make it safe for the community.
Okay, not to exceed 400.
So the fire department, we've had places that we board up after a fire, have we not? And secure?
Their insurance actually does it through third party companies.
Right, right.
See, actually, we
have. But I mean, we make sure that happens so that it's secure, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I think that there is a safety aspect that's involved, the same as in fire.
There is.
And that's how I think we did it before.
Well, myself and Chief Arnold, when we had actually the fire at Broadlawn, mm-hmm. you and I discussed that. Mm-hmm. And he actually, this is real crazy, but it's just kind of strange the way the communication goes. I didn't learn about the fire until the next morning, nor did you. I don't believe, did you? And you and I
knew about it the night of.
Yeah. And you and I made him talk about it and everything, and he goes over and makes arrangements to get this thing boarded up. Well, that happened to be one of Tim's.
Right, right.
So, yeah. I think they, as a safety precaution.
Insurance company usually really quick.
So, Mr. Horn, before we forget, we've got a motion on the floor.
Yeah. I'd be willing to.
Second that?
Second that, yeah.
Okay, roll call on that one then. Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
And Jim's excuse. Thank you.
So now that's what's checking, Steve, so you're aware, make sure that we don't get into some kind of legal deal with. Now, we work directly, as you figured out so far, with that Franklin County Land Board, so. And they've been super to work with,
yes,
really.
Sir.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. What else we got? Okay. Let's go ahead and get the questions from the residents there. On the clock. Okay. Jan. Okay. That's all we got.
Okay. On the thing with the picking up trash.
Okay.
What about talk to, like, the schools? Having, like, because my grandson did it last year, and they do it for community service.
Well,
they do it for points.
I'll talk to you about it a little bit there in a minute. I'll give you a little bit of advice. Are you now, she's with the Southwest Area Commission now, okay? And good to see you. Haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. It's been a while.
I was down for National Night Out. I didn't see you. You must not made that. Were you down at the church?
Yes, I was.
Did I see you?
I believe you did.
Okay.
I saw
you. Yeah. Well, here's what I wanted to talk to you about. Now, are you still doing your cleanup, neighborhood cleanups, things like that?
Yes. In fact, what I was going to do Saturday at Stone Ridge Park.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I was going to do is put Jan in touch with you folks, and she'd probably be able to help, or maybe even bring the kids down, or one or two of the kids down to help pick up trash. Could you do that?
Saturday afternoon, we got our food drive over church, but anything.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, like, 4-H.
Yeah, Jan lives down on Brown Road here, okay? They have, okay, tell me, are you still meeting at the church now?
The Hope Central Church?
Yeah, Hope.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Is there certain dates that you guys meet, or?
Yeah, it's like we used to.
The third Tuesday of every month, right? The 19th will be this month. We are meeting at 7:30.
Okay.
We are looking at our bylaws to change our time to 6:30, hopefully.
Yeah.
I see it's on the 19th this month, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're still meeting at 6:30 or so?
7:30.
7:30, okay.
On the 19th, yes.
Okay, on the 19th. Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to come down to your meeting there, reason being, as of course, they, that's the same, if you, everybody remembers that area commission I worked on for 12 years. And they helped a lot, and we helped them a lot on various situations. So anyway, we built a real good neighborhood, I guess you'd call it organization out of it, kind of jointly organization. And it was pretty effective in getting neighborhood things done. And through that process over the years, I got to know enormous amount of people in and around the city of Columbus, including Mayor Coleman. He and I got to know each other well, quite well, really. So we were able to get favoritism, a little favoriture on a project or this, that, and the other, and so on it went, and we got an awful lot of things done. Even some of the plantings they're using, like me and a bunch of the guys, a couple, three of the guys, we worked on, they call it the 2012 project. We started the steps that Columbus did for expansion and renewals and this, that, and the other. It was 2012, 2015, 2018, and so forth. And so we got the privilege of really helping lay out some of the parks and this, that kind of thing around Franklin County, which was a very interesting project. We worked all summer on that one project. But long story short, we have a major problem in the area with homeless folks and things like that. Now, I don't know if the town or if the area commission has brought up those issues in a while, but I want to come and talk about that and see what we can do and see if we can get hooked up with some of the Columbus people to help us try to remedy some of those problems. So Steve, that's one of the things. Yeah, Nicole.
I just wanted to add that I actually have been attending talk to Steve, he's back today, but about possibly organizing a neighborhood cleanup in that area.
Yeah.
Like neighborhood, not just
right.
Township employees,
exactly.
Like neighborhood.
Yeah.
It then involved help clean up. I like Jan's idea. One thing I have to say about that is Jim had actually informed me that the last time they did a cleanup over there,
yep.
They filled an entire like tent bag full of used needles.
Yep.
So I don't know that incorporating children in that, and I don't know how old the children were that she was referring to, but the other children, it definitely wouldn't be a good idea.
Right.
So if I could, Mr. Horn, we went kind of out of sync because
we did.
Jan
we got
had
out
a floor for her time.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if you, to cut you off
yeah.
because you're getting
no.
your 3 minutes with interruption.
Well, no. I mean, we've got everything.
I know.
Done.
I understand. But
so
normally
Jan,
we give
Jan
that
have,
person the full.
Yeah, she can have a whole lot of time she wants tonight. This is a rare exception.
I'm with you. Okay.
We don't have much people, many people talking tonight, and we got everything in pretty good order, so. If there's something else that you want to add, no, I was going to come back to Jan there, and
okay.
I appreciate that. So,
okay. The community service thing.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the students have to do community service.
Right.
For points like for Honor Society and stuff like
right.
that. That
right.
was, I was just going to mention that. Or like 4-H Club, something
yep.
like that.
So, Jan, one of the things that we have done in the past, it's probably been 6-7 years ago, we worked on several different projects. Mr. Stevens headed up some of these, and what we were able to do is either one of two things. We put those big dumpsters that kind of roll off. We have put them in certain areas where if you're having a cleanup in your area, that we put the dumpster and people could throw stuff in. And what we found out is a lot of people, ooh, there's a dumpster, and it's full of debris. The next morning, you
yeah,
can't even use it for what we wanted to use
right.
it for.
Right.
Two, so then what we have done is actually you could bag everything up, and if someone has a truck, we brought it here and we set a dumpster somewhere here, and it wasn't in the wide open. And then that way you guys would be able to clean up your area, and they call that a yard or whatever they call that one, and you could dump it here. Some of the things that we could facilitate at the same time is have a tire drive, where we do that through Sweco, and we actually take tires.
Yeah. So, long story short,
the county will actually pick up dump tires throughout the township.
Yeah. Well, they bring them here.
Yeah, and then we have a certain time, and usually we get it in the newsletter in the spring called Spring Cleanup.
Yeah.
And then on a Saturday, you can come in and drop off the tires.
Drop
there's
off
people
the
here.
Tires. But we drop the tires two times a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. So we have, I actually have it open out here. Nicole, you haven't been here long enough to see that. But yeah, a lot of times the neighbors will, you know, they'll have a lot of tires. We've had as many as
or
two,
paint. We have a lot of things.
200 and stuff like that. But yeah, I'll tell you what, the truth of the matter is some of the programs that we've had, things have changed, people have changed. And also, COVID has been around for 2 years. And all the block watches got blown to pot. People afraid to go, things like that. And so it just changed your whole world of where you live, really.
Oh, yeah.
So I think so, some of that, at least, it looks promising going forward without another big spike hits on that. So who knows? But I guess the government and everybody else has decided, hey, we're going to try to live our lives. So let's try to get back on schedule if we can. But if you want to, and I'm going to try to make it down to your meeting this month and just chit-chat. What are you guys working on now?
I have absolutely nothing on my plate this month.
Don't you? Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm lucky.
Well, I'll come on down then. And anybody else, Jan, if you want to come down or whoever.
Yeah, anybody.
Yeah.
That's why I come here.
Yeah.
You know, what you guys do affects us. What we do affects you. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Steve, if we could, when we, in this information that we get, if we would get with Mr. Stevens and see what, because it's been a couple years, as Mr. Horn has mentioned, that we've done something in facilitating tire pickup, the paints that you can't dump, we take that.
Yeah.
And then also if there is going to be a community pickup, that we would have one or two dumpsters where people could come here and then all the trash you picked up could go into the dumpster.
Yeah, you can't own those, no hazards, you know, John.
Right, but we have some that you can.
Yeah.
That's why I would facilitate it on the same time,
right,
is so that someone takes the time to bring it here, and they're like, we don't
exactly
want to say, oh, we can't take that.
Yeah.
So we would separate it and take it at the same time.
Exactly. So, but there's the places for hazardous material.
Right.
They're still talking on Georgesville Road.
Yeah, but I mean, if we can facilitate that with Sweco. Sir, there's nothing else on the agenda. Are we adjourned?
Well, I don't know. Since we're getting out of here early, does anybody else have anything? We've got a little time. If anybody wants got anything on their mind or wants to talk about, let's take 15.
I got a couple things on my mind.
Yeah, let's take 15, 20 minutes and let them do it.
Is that all right?
Go ahead, sir. Ma'am.
I'm Charlene. I'm here.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you
first
what.
First thing I have on my
speak,
mind is
speak
remember
now. Or?
Remember when they were selling houses and we had all those houses for sale? Do we still have that? Is that still ongoing?
We okay.
All the properties.
Yes.
Sold?
So what happens is we get some of these properties from the Ohio Land Bank, and then once they get a clear title and etc., then we use I forgot her name.
Laura.
As the salesperson, and then we see to it that the property is going to be put into better condition than what it was at.
Exactly.
So I think we only have one or two properties.
We
that
may
we're
have a couple.
On.
We've got about two left. That's about it. I'll tell you, Charlene. We, between us and the realtor,
Laura.
Laura. we everybody was looking for houses to rehab. It was a good time to do that, and we had a lot of houses there for a while, and we were able to get rid of them within a couple of years. So that's how fast mm-hmm. they went, you know. So from a standpoint of how many distressed homes and things we've got in the township now, it's very small. It's almost 100% occupancy in the, believe it or not, in the township now. And people that's purchased or this, that, and the other, the land bank has put them, and we could kind of work and name the prices, let them have them bid on them, this, that, and the other, and we moved them, you know. So there's not a lot of vacancies in Franklin Township right now.
That's good.
That's one of the good things.
That's that we, good.
Yeah. Okay, is anybody, I'd like to say, everybody.
I have another question.
Everybody
I
say what?
I brought it up to John the other night, but I'm going to bring it up to
yeah.
everybody
Absolutely.
Tonight.
Absolutely.
We got a we had COVID money in the township, right? We got COVID money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, no. That money has all been spent now?
Well,
has
it's no, you can't really say it's all been spent. That is a COVID award
that
we got.
Yeah, so the township received the first half of the American Rescue Plan money last year. We'll be receiving a second half this year. We have until, and they keep changing things, but I want to say we have until 2024 to decide what we're going to spend it on. And I believe everything has to be exhausted and paid for by 2026, if my memory serves me correctly. So we are actively having conversations. There's only certain things that it can be used on, and there will be more to come on that. But me and Steve are working on some things, and I believe the board and Steve are also working on some things. So we'll eventually come together and we'll have a discussion and all that. And then, you know, once it's expended, it'll all be public record. So.
Okay, now all that money that we are getting has to be spent or we have to give it back.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's, if I'm correct, yes.
Well, let's spend it all.
Yeah, it's
but it has to be spent within the guidelines or we yeah. would have to pay it back. So you can't go buy bubble gum with it.
Yeah.
And yeah. or yeah. we would be in big bubbles.
You've heard, I know you guys watch, what's that, Fox News a lot. You hear me?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, George.
And, well, anyway, I got there with George. You've heard them talking about this money's earmarked for this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. You know what earmarked means? It means you've got to pay, he's got to spend his on him, uh-huh. on his deal over there. He can't give me none of it. You know, he can't, he's not even allowed to buy me a pizza with it, really.
You have to show
detail
what it was spent on, and it has to be under the umbrella of what you can spend it on. And so far, everything that we've done with the first half, it was done correctly. We bought 4 new police cars. We were able to get a new salt truck completely outfitted.
That was with CARES money.
Oh, that, CARES money, I apologize. The CARES money. And then we were able to get the new computers for the police cars. We were able to get a new backhoe that we desperately need that you put the salt into the, when you did, you scoop it up to put it into the dump trucks and stuff of that nature. So a lot of equipment that we needed, which we do not have to pay back. And what that in turn does is it helps our budget because we were budgeting money to be able to have to get those items
anyway.
Well,
plain and simple, it gives you some equipment to work with that
right.
you didn't have the money to pay for. Really.
Absolutely.
So it's been a godsend for
okay,
you.
Okay, Ralph,
really.
It says down here that you're Jim's wanting a trailer and a mini escalator. I was going
ask
about
right.
that. Can that go in with
that's
the COVID
exactly
money?
Right.
So that's something that we have to look at under that umbrella to make sure that is, and we'll have to check with legal before we would spend that money
that's
on that.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't. We won't move on something until we're told 100% that can be used.
That's right.
On that.
Once you get a check for it on through, you got to make sure everything, you know, it might lay in there for quite some time. You know, you've got the money. Well, like a chief here now, I mean, he could expedite trying to get his folks hired and everything even before Chief Welch left, mm-hmm. he was already trying to work on redoing or replacing the people that he lost and things like that. So anyway, we knew the money, not necessarily, but well, I guess we did pretty much. We knew exactly what the money was going to be used for. It's to employ
it
people.
It stated what it has to, yep. like the care, the
right.
I forget what that's called.
But now there's other parts, other monies and departments you get, might get some of those grants. But it's specified for a certain thing, equipment or employing people or this or that or whatever, you know.
And you have to follow the guidelines.
Yeah.
So every time that you go to buy something,
mm-hmm.
let's say you're going to buy this trailer and this escalator.
Right.
You have to get a hold of the lawyer, right?
Right.
And then they will tell you,
right.
I want to use the COVID money instead of
right.
using the township money.
Right.
I've
correct.
Got COVID
right.
money
correct.
In there.
Correct.
And absolutely. They will give you the okay,
correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm
and
going
all
to
that money,
straight here.
All that money that's designated as COVID money, you have to have, it has to carry its own budget with it. I mean,
We have a
full budget, but each big chunk of money that you might get like that, now he has to be accountable for it in another form, right or wrong.
That's right, and the mini
so it could be you'd have three or four budgets to turn in, you know. So. Okay, go ahead, Nick.
No, I was just going to say that the mini excavator and the trailers
yeah.
out of the regular budget, that's not from
right.
COVID money. That
it's
was already
COVID
that
money.
Was already approved in the budget for
oh,
this year.
Oh, okay.
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 So. See, these are the questions that
are flying. Gotcha. Yep. That's go flies by there.
So,
okay, does anybody else have anything? We're going to cut it loose here in a few minutes.
Then.
Okay. This is my Justin case.
Okay.
Okay. I've had several people come to me that have gotten this trash letter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the more I read it,
yeah.
I'm going to be blunt,
yeah.
the more ticked off I get.
Yeah.
Because it's nothing but out and out lies.
Well, it is.
And if people, my feeling is, if you're going to write something like this and somebody fronts you out on it,
yeah.
prove it.
Yeah.
Find out the facts before people start running their mouth.
Well, really, you know, it is, Jan. We've been pestered with that, I bet you, for two or three years. And it started off with just writing a nasty thing to the trustees, for example. No side body sign, the letter, same deal as you're getting now.
Well, they did. Remember, they did start off with an address. I went to the address.
They did, yeah.
And
well,
I
yeah.
knocked on the door, and the guy
well,
said, what are you talking
you were
about?
You were wrong. I checked. No. You thought you were at the right address, but you weren't.
It was the address that was on
no,
the...
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
You thought it was.
The address matched the street and the number on
I'm
the house.
I'm telling you. Me and somebody checked that out. And you were all fired up about it.
No,
and
no,
so,
I calmly went.
Well, I so was I. Yeah, but the man said he didn't know him about it, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
but he
back
said,
to the point at hand.
Yeah.
What?
What's that?
Back to the point at hand.
Oh. Yeah.
We need to have, I mean, I put a reply on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I went to Facebook jail for
yeah.
5 days.
No, did you?
And I mean, I was nice, I was polite, I did not use any bad words. I just called out the people who we know are responsible. And the thing of it is, you can, off the letter, you can get
fingerprints. So somebody reported that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone reported that.
Probably, yeah.
I didn't realize that they would do
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, they will. Well,
oh, yeah.
You can find out anything you want on and they will put
I
they
mean,
will kick them off for 20 I guess
mm-hmm. wow
I don't how many days do you
oh I got barred for 5 days
did you? What yours wasn't too bad but some of them I think could go I don't know
but get you know that, if people are going to put stuff
get
like
that this, woman 30 days
if people are going to put
yeah
bull out like this we have got to retaliate and put out the truth. And I mean, yeah.
Well, that's
I called the person out.
No, that's.
And they know.
Yeah.
And they know.
Did you know who it was, pretty much, or not? Or?
I have friends in high places.
Yeah. Well, be nice.
And I'm right.
I'll talk to you.
You know, I haven't said too much on this, but I'll just say this. You
we
know,
never received one.
We live in a country where,
yeah.
you know, you can vote yes or you can vote
you
no.
You can. Mm-hmm.
You have your own ideology of I believe in this or I don't believe in this. So some people will feel so strong against it that they will go to this extreme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even want to call it extreme. They'll go to this manner. And because they believe so strongly and that's how they want it. That's how they want it to come out. And, you know, it's something that you can't really stop. However, as I said, there's so much speculation who's doing it.
Yeah.
But if you really look at the bottom line of it, what they're wanting is less police, which means whatever they're doing in our township, they have a better opportunity to continue to do what they do because it's profitable for them.
Yeah.
And this is my theory on it.
Yeah.
And my opinion, I'm not saying this factual.
Well,
so when I read it, I look at it, well, why would these people benefit from some of the, this doesn't make sense.
Right.
So in order to benefit, if you were doing something illegal activity and this doesn't pass, you have a lesser chance. Would that be not correct, Chair? You have a lesser chance because priority one and priority two get the runs. The little stuff, they're not going to, it's harder to get caught.
Yeah.
So you're able to set up a perfect world for yourself if you could get it to pass.
Yeah.
Or get it to fail, excuse
yeah.
me. If it passes, then it makes it very more difficult for someone that wants to do illegal activity
mm-hmm.
in our community. Now, that's how I look at it when I read that.
Well, I know this, and the harder that you know, our department works, you know, to try to get the levy done, or if they can encourage some of their friends and family, and on. The more people that you've got and believe in an issue, which if anyone that tells us, me, or anyone in the township, that we don't need another levy, that we don't need some more cops to help out. They are lying and they're damn crazy to tell you the truth about
well,
it.
There's a reason they don't want it.
Yeah.
That's common sense. There's a
okay,
common sense.
Well, here, let's think about it now. Now, if you went, I'll bet if you went to the sheriff's department out there. Now, Sheriff Baldwin has worked in crime and crime prevention all of his life. I think he worked for the city of Columbus and retired there, and then he run for Franklin County Sheriff. So this guy has got a world of knowledge when it comes to law enforcement. Now, if you take that situation and realize the fact that crime keeps going up, up, and up, he knows it, I know it, you know it, we're all sitting, we see the news every day, we see the killings, we see all these things. Do you feel as safe now as you did
2 or 10 years ago?
No.
Now, it don't take a genius to figure that out.
No.
Now, so you're going to spend another, whatever it is, $8 or $9 a month to help keep these guys on. Well, the chances mm-hmm. of you surviving for a lot longer, or that your young children or grandchildren or your older mm-hmm. folks or this, that, and the other won't die an early death is, you know, if you've got the more people out here to try to help take care of things, the odds of you lasting longer, living longer, and everything is far greater I mean, it's just a matter of numbers, really. The more people we can put on the streets, the better off we are.
When I was on my way in, give you a perfect example, I came a different way. I was checking out another area over there across from Franklin Heights that I got a call on. So I was came all the way out Briggs Road, and I thought, I don't like to come up this way because it's hard to make that turn. I like to go climb. I'm like a band of guys on motorcycle, dirt bikes, and quad runners are riding wheelies and holding up the traffic. They know that there's how many officers do we have.
Absolutely.
So, you know, my first thing is, well, who am I really going to get? I mean, I'm reaching for my phone going, there's nothing that we can really do. But the good thing about this is, as we sit here and talk about this,
that's right. I mean, just
we all are voters, and we are the ones that get to make the final change.
We do. We do.
We're the ones that can go talk to our neighbors and say, hey, this is, you know, think about, as Mr. Horn said, the $8 a month. No one wants to pay more. But how much more in the last 9 months compared to what the levy is going to cost, did you pay in fuel? And you had no choice.
Or deductibles.
Everything, food, everything.
Absolutely. And the other thing that you might just kind of ponder around in your head, if someone is out writing a letter like that, Jan, but don't have the nerve to make it known who is writing the letter.
They're not doing good things.
They're not, you know. I would venture to say that those are crooks and con artists that are writing those letters and putting them out. Because the least amount of cops that they have on the street makes it a whole lot easier for them to commit crime.
It's pretty obvious, too.
Just think about that now. That's where it's somebody that's really trying to do wrong.
It's somebody that's trying to get even with somebody.
It could be.
It is.
So they know who comes. They know who comes to the meetings because you can listen to the minutes and etc. So a lot of times they make sure, like for instance, if you're a trustee, everyone in your community around your address is going to get a letter.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure it's the same thing. Everyone around you, everyone around me.
Absolutely.
You know, they're definitely going to do that. Did 2,000 letters go out? I don't know. But the thing that we got to keep in mind, I feel very positive. I'm not even sweating this one. For the simple fact that that's going to work in favor, what it did to you, it's going to do to the other people.
Well, I just, you know, and I hope,
and, you know, people it see does, it. Really. People see what we need. And I honestly think that it will pass. You know, we're not trying to hide anything, etc. It's there. It's a choice that each person can make, and we'll find out. I mean, it's one of the things that you can do is talk to your neighbors and explain what's true and what's not true. Chip, just like Chip and you guys are been coming for 4 months, 5 months now, where you get a full real view of what goes on versus somebody that says, I heard that.
Sure.
You know?
To the meeting.
Sure.
And that's what people do. They listen to, they think that somebody comes, you know,
they'll come up with some crazy thing. Those two ladies there, and they have honestly no way of knowing. They were down fairly close in your neighborhood, Chip, down on, I can't remember the street it was, but it's right down from me there. And they said, oh my God, we can't afford to pay no $900 a month. Well, honey, we're not asking you to pay $900.
That's my problem discussing it with my neighbor. I want a fixed budget.
Who is it?
That's right.
We all are.
Right. Yeah.
But how much can you afford
exactly.
to get lost or stolen?
Absolutely.
And you have to replace it.
Absolutely.
You know, if we're going to have a township, if you're going to have a police department, you want a permanent police department. In the last meeting, I mentioned deliberately, and I brought up, I said, you know, if we were to contact with the sheriff's department, what would we could not afford to what it would cost for us to have our own police is pennies on the dollar compared to contracting out. And what a lot of people don't realize is we are just replacing a levy that was time that went away. And with a little bit more.
Now, what changed people's
mind? So, can we send out, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can do what you want as a resident.
Can we send out, as a township, a rebuttal to this bill?
If you want to, you can. A group of you can get together, buy a book of stamps, and sit down and have fun.
Well, probably the police department, you know, they're getting, have they got their little newsletter out yet? I know I wrote up an article.
And then if anyone wants to get information from them, I know a lot of them take their own time and go door to door as much as they can, but they got families too after working 8 hours.
Yeah, you can't go to everybody.
But any resident's more than happy if you get with the chief and he can point you the right direction and give you material. And it's like Chip, like you said, it's clean, it's pure as day. It's like, this is what you paid before. It goes away forever. This is what the new one would be. It's
so not. And the way I look at it, it's laziness on their part because he put a great graph on the
absolutely
website.
Right,
on how
you
much
can't
you
refute
pay.
That. Yeah. Right, undefeatable.
Yeah, and, but and it's like.
Steve, where you get was the police department in the morning. Mm-hmm. Last time I talked to them, it's been a little bit there, and they were talking about having a little get together residence meeting. And to have a little meeting with the residents, and they could come in, so on and so forth.
So,
the chief and this
town
or whoever,
yeah. Exactly.
We can get together and discuss everything about it and everything. I think they may already have a plan to do it. That's they were talking the last time did, but we do need
to
put an end. Yeah.
My suggestion would be to everyone that's here, what you said, can we put a letter together? What I would do is like what churches does. I'd like to invite you to bring your questions to a town hall meeting.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than say vote yes for it,
yep.
Let them come and even put it on Facebook.
Exactly.
Do your own little video saying there is a township, and usually we use the church because it's bigger to hold people. Mm-hmm. Come and bring your questions. Bring
absolutely.
Your tax bill.
Absolutely.
We will be able to show you, that's correct. We would be able to show them exactly what they would pay. Is that correct?
Yeah. As soon as the county.
Every person's going to be a little bit different upon what your value is. Then we're not going to, I will not ask someone to vote yes. I will ask them to consider if they would, because we need it, and me as one person. Now, one of the things that, if you look in the past, it's failed. But we're looking at like 50 people, 60 people. So is this letter going to demise the 50 to 200 people? We're seeing the letters time and time again. I don't know what type of effect it would have. However, what we're doing is we're sitting here talking about a letter that's went around.
Yep.
Why can't, like you said, Jan, why can't we put a letter out
yep.
and invite those people and say, get the answers for yourself?
Yep. Come on down.
Quick, the county auditor's levy estimator website has been updated. So if anybody has questions after the meeting, please come see me.
Oh, it's now on.
Yep.
Yes.
So, too,
I think
I would donate stamps to help in this as a resident. I'm not speaking as a trustee sitting here because we have to buffer ourselves between the two. Mm-hmm. But as a resident, and you guys put this together, I would
be
interested.
The town hall meeting would be perfect.
Well, that's what we need, honestly. And
let people show up if they show up.
Yeah.
Right, get people to show up and, like, just different things in here and things that, like, the officers, I mean.
Right.
So they don't get, if they go out door to door, do they get penalized?
I don't see, understanding some of the, how the law works. I know us as trustees, we can't say in a newsletter, please vote, you know, certain things you can't. You got to be biased.
Yeah, you got
to
be.
We have to be biased sitting up here. So that's why I said as a resident outside of here, I would like to, whatever you guys do.
Yeah.
But that's a person when they're off work and they're going and visiting people in the township, that's freedom of speech.
Story.
That's their God-given right.
That is their freedom of choice.
You read what it says.
I understand. But
you know that it's a violation of the law for them
if you read that, that is a very desperate letter.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is.
It's very desperate because if this levy passes and we have a full force, it's going to be detrimental to the, in my opinion, it's going to be detrimental to the people that did not want to see it go through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Correct.
Would I not be right, sir? Would you say that's the, I mean, you see this all the time, because you can imagine if this don't pass, what it's going to go to. Yeah. And it's a matter of time before it hits the news.
Yeah. Yeah, here
see, if this hits the news, then it's advertisement to come into the township.
Yep.
So what that letter said was illegal was what they're doing with going around and raising money. But the thing is, it's incorrect because they have, through the Secretary of State, they have been granted a PAC, which is a political action committee. So they legally can raise funds and use it toward their political campaigning.
Right.
Off the clock, off of township money while not working. It's not illegal.
Yeah.
Right. And then basically it's like when we run for office, we have a campaign finances that we have to that we have to, at the end, show our receipts and everything like that.
Essentially, it comes right out of our pockets, what it pretty much does.
Right, but it shows
you know, you'll get somebody that might, no, I don't want anybody giving, you know, donating money to me, really. That's, you know, what it is, what it is. If I can't afford to run, you'll have to do without me. I guess, you know. So
these are good questions to bring up about that because a lot of people have got
it. Well, I'm kind of glad we had a live meeting. I've kind of wanted to do this for a while anyway.
But a lot of times they hear this in the minutes or they see it in the minutes.
Uh-huh.
And at first we never mentioned it. Uh-huh. And then, of course, they keep firing harder and harder.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing. If they don't come to a meeting, they hear whatever they hear.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
They're not dumb.
They're devising their own thoughts because they're too chicken shit to come in here.
Well, they might be here every meeting and we don't know. Nobody knows who it is.
Well,
but it's their perception of what they're
doing. I'd say the odds are you'll probably get one or two or three or four sneaking in and see what you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
but that's to be expected. I mean, if they play dirty,
if they come in here, I'm sorry. Yeah. We can play just as, but that's lower.
And one of the biggest things is if each of you, can we adjourn the meeting in a
minute? Yeah, we can. Yeah.
If there's not, but I'm going to say something as a resident. Go ahead.
We're adjourned, and anybody still got a question, just ask.
We can't communicate, though.